the Joe Hames Orchestra. Well, Joe Hames and I were friends, and we put together bands, and other people took them.
Was he just a director, or was he a musician as well?
Oh, no, he was a composer, arranger, piano player, and everything else. Affectionately named him the Little Giant.
Wow.
Because he was short of stature but long on musical intelligence.
Where was that based out of, New York?
Yeah, because if you're not based out of New York, you're not working.
Mm-hmm. Did the band tour?
Well, they played mostly one-night stands, but sometimes we would go like a place called Pottstown, Pennsylvania, which is close to Baltimore and Washington and Philadelphia, and all of those. It was a good place, so we just parked there one time and put out a call that we were going to build a band. And so people came from all around those areas.
When you were doing these one-night stands, would you appear on local radio to build interest?
Yes, sometimes. If there was any, I mean, because we didn't control what they did, we just worked the jobs. When we played Baltimore, Joe Hames was very popular there, so we were always on radio from there.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
So you did quite a few charts for the Hames Orchestra.
Yes, I didn't count them, maybe.
I think in the notes it's cited as 44.
Well, that's
good.
Yeah,
I think that's the number I came up with.
Well, that's good, because that's reversible, so we can't get lost.
Well, there's some terrific tunes in there, Dames and Modern Melody.